Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Punctuality.
Independence.
Teamwork.
Multitasking.
Accurate.
Responsible.
And time management.
Leadership.
Optimistic.
Self-confident.
Enthusiastic.
Team-oriented.
Cooperative.
Dedicated.
Risk-taker.
Initiative. Proactive.
Creative.
Analytical.
Detail orientation.
Determination.
And critical thinking.
Hello and welcome to show 224 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural, in which we are going to focus on intercultural learning outcomes in lectures and seminars at the university, but also in study abroad experiences. My name is Laurent Borgmann, and I will guide you through this show today. At first, we will listen to Mariana Silva, an Erasmus exchange student from Portugal. Mariana studied at Rhein A campus in Germany and did an intercultural internship at the same time. She will talk about the research she has done into the theory of learning outcomes or graduate attributes and will quote some examples from her own observations in classes and her intercultural development during the internship. Then our main editor, Zanura, will take the microphone and will turn me into the guest of this show. As a lecturer who has some experience in formulating learning outcomes for his own classes. As I noticed considerable effects of both the style of my teaching and the effectiveness in my classes, I will share my experiences of the process. My next project, by the way, will be to apply the idea of intercultural learning outcomes to the study abroad experience of my students. Finally, we will listen to Hüsnia Husenova, an exchange student from Azerbaijan, who will share her impressions of the courses and the lasting impact on her personal intercultural growth. In our first category, Absolutely Practical, Mariana Silva explains what learning outcomes are and shares some theoretical background. How does she think teachers should implement learning outcomes in their classes? If formulating the aims and objectives of the learner's perspective makes a real and practical difference in the handling of classes, how could learning outcomes have a practical effect on students' employability? Mariana thinks that in a job interview, you have a practical advantage if you can intelligently talk about the skills that you have learned.
Yeah, I think it will make such a big difference. For example, go to interview and bam, put all the qualities and all the things that you have learned.
In the second category of our podcast, Absolutely Employable, I will talk about how I personally became more interested in learning outcomes. And I will point to a shocking experiment I did in the classroom, a real eye-opener, especially for myself. I will also share examples of students who study abroad and how together we could formulate learning outcomes for their intercultural development. A semester abroad is a kind of black box where something wonderful will happen because there is a whole bundle of skills that the students bring back. In our final category, Absolutely Updated, we hear from an international student, Hüsnia Husenova, who shares her skills development during her classes and talks about how surprised she was when a business simulation turned out much more realistic than she had expected.
We simulated company and managed ourselves. And one of our students were CEO, and I never expected this before coming here.
But now let us start with the show. In our first category, Absolutely Practical, Mariana Silva will talk about the theory of learning outcomes and about her personal learning outcomes of her study abroad experience. She faced some intercultural challenges at the beginning of her stay, and she describes how she overcame these and now feels much more culturally aware.
Learning outcomes are statements that explain what the student is going to obtain in the end of the course. So learning outcomes are really focused on students, not in the teacher, because it describes, for example, a student will be able to have a meeting with 30 people. This is a learning outcome. Since it's a process, you have the classic school, the Bloom School, and they see, like, they show like a diagram, and they put understand as a second level of learning. For you, understand can be like memorize something and write it on the test. For the teacher, maybe understand, it's applying, for example, being able to explain to another person. So
how can you implement the learning outcomes in the class?
I think the first thing to apply is just to do it. Basically, I think it's extremely important because students have a clear idea what they are going to achieve. They know that they'll be have a better communication, they'll be more dedicated, they know that they're going to improve a lot of things. And I think it will make such a big difference. For example, go to interview and bam, put all the qualities and all the things that you have learned.
Do you think that learning outcomes could also be applied to the experience of semesters spent at a foreign university?
Yeah, I really think it should happen. Everyone knows that going abroad is awesome. Like, going abroad is like an amazing experience. For example, you are going to be the responsible for you. I really learned to be more confident because before, for example, I did work and I was not used to deliver it. Also, I can talk about my communication skills. Before coming here, I was so really shaking. And right now, I'm so comfortable in speaking with my superiors, with my teacher in English, making a presentation for 10 people, 12 people. And when you are just studying abroad, I think you don't have the professional side. It can be, for example, student now is able, has improved her Photoshop skills. And for example, I can say another thing, the student is going to be cultural aware. Because for example, for me, before coming here, okay, I knew that in Germany people don't greet with two kisses. But did I accept it in my mind? No. For example, when my landlord, when she egged me, I was like, why is she egging me? Like, in Portugal, it's way more personal to do it. And going abroad really gave me a sense that I can do everything by my own.
Well, that sounds really encouraging, because independence is very high on my personal shortlist of learning outcomes for anyone who is doing a semester abroad. So it seems that both internship and studying abroad produce some learning that students can put into practice in their future working lives. Let us take the most common benefits of studying abroad. Most students become more culturally aware. Some learn to be more self-confident or even turn into a more responsible person as they are forced to take so many important decisions for themselves. This brings us to our second category of today's show, Absolutely Employable, in which I will quote examples from my own classes and talk about the importance of formulating and communicating learning outcomes. Students learn skills and will be able to talk more intelligently about their qualities in a job interview. Zanura, our main editor of this show, asked me what made me think more about learning outcomes. I first started thinking about it when I did an exercise in the classroom. I had asked students to think about a potential workplace. The fictitious situation was that their boss was coming up to them and praising them for something they had done during the last week. And I asked them, why is she praising you for that? So what skills are behind that? And the students help identify which skills were demonstrated by the employee. And then we have a long list, like teamwork or initiative, things like leadership. And then I said, connect these skills to the classes where you are learning them at our university. And they said, effectively, none of our classes teach us the skills that we put on the list before. That was a bit of a shock. If these are the skills and the qualities that a future employer is looking for, then theoretically we would have all hoped that here at the university this is what we are teaching. But in effect, effect, the whole classroom was saying this exercise doesn't make any sense. There are only one or two classes where we could possibly say that they produce these skills.
So what are your expectations when you teach a course at a university?
Well, after that teaching shock, which was very healthy for me, I thought, well, I'm not going to change the university. I'm not going to change everybody else. But at least in my own classes, I need to be a little clearer which skills the students should walk out with. At the beginning, of course, I thought this was only for teaching. At my university, we just accept that the semester abroad is a kind of black box where something wonderful will happen, because there is a whole bundle of skills that the students bring back. Even employers are not very good putting their finger on it and saying exactly how a student who has spent some time abroad is different from a student who hasn't, because it's always seen as a bundle. But I'll give you one example which at least would be plausible. I sometimes do excursions with my students, and this is in a business simulation, and my students need to do all the steps of the excursion. For example, also booking flights for 24 people. Usually the students who do that are very capable, but in the end, they will not do the booking. They will call me to the computer, although they have done everything right. And the reason for not pressing the send button is that they've always had, fortunately, they've always had people close to them who would help them with the very big decisions. However, when they go abroad, then everybody who could help them is too far away. And then suddenly they start taking decisions which they can take, but which they don't dare take.
Do you think that it is producing new teaching styles?
Well, for myself, I can say it has actually changed my teaching style. I've changed even the assessment in the end, which is no longer a regular test, but I've turned it into something like a job interview. So I'm asking people questions like in a job interview. And that means during the semester, they need to learn to talk intelligently about their skills. So in my own classes, learning outcomes do not only bring about a more learner-centered teaching approach, but also encourage students to observe their own development more closely, to acknowledge the skills that they have already obtained, and they learn to talk intelligently about skills and qualities in job interviews, which gives them a competitive advantage. In our last category, absolutely updated, Hüsnia, who is already aware of some skills that she has improved, will describe her own learning curve in a business simulation that helped her develop into a more determined and more confident person. She talks about how she noticed classes in Germany are a little more practical than in her home university, which skills she actually improved as a manager in the business simulation, and how these personal developments will probably influence her future career.
I expected more practical courses rather than theoretical. I expected to improve my business knowledge and professional skills. I should say I learned more than my expectation. I were expecting international business simulation. We will learn how to simulate the business based on lectures or theoretical classes, but we simulated company and managed ourselves. And one of our students were CEO, and I never expect this before coming here.
Can you tell us any specific skills you learned on specific courses?
Yeah, sure. Before coming here, my weakness was I wasn't able to speak in front of public. I was always shy, or I didn't have enough self-confidence to speak in front of public. Thanks to Business English 3 courses, I had a lot of presentation to give. So I do remember my first presentation and my last presentation. If we compare this, there are huge difference between them. After my first presentation, I got not good feedbacks from my classmates, but I didn't give up. I improved it, and before coming class, I did a lot of practice in front of mirror, and now I am more self-confident. I don't afraid to speak in front of people, and now I know the clear structure of presentation, how you should begin introduction, lead the body part, and use some of your presentation. And in International Business Simulation, I was manager of a publicity team. Learn how I should be good manager, how I should organize, how I divide the task between my team members, how I should be more fair in the team. And now I am more organized and structured. Building SMART goal for your project helps you a lot, because you know what do you want to achieve, what's your goal, how you can measure it, what time you need to do it. Because my profession is finance, so you should be more careful in finance, you know. So it's the main factor of all the companies, because if you don't have clear structure in your balance sheet, you can lead the company to bankrupt or something like this. So it will help me a lot.
Thank you to all of you who joined us for today's show. Now, how about you? Have you ever thought about how to put into practice the skills that you learned theoretically? Or what your classes will actually prepare you for? Will you be able to apply your new skills in your future jobs? Did you notice how much our students seem to benefit from their semesters abroad and how they improved their skills both professionally and personally? So maybe it's time for you to spend some time abroad too. However, do not forget to formulate some intercultural learning outcomes before you go. Please check out our website at absolutely-intercultural.com. Here you can get more information about this and previous episodes. And if you liked our show, please like us on Facebook too. By the way, did you know that we are also on iTunes? You can subscribe to us there for free and give us a rating and a comment. We would very much appreciate that. Our next show will be coming to you from Anne Fox in Denmark on the 6th of April. Until then, bleiben Sie ab. Absolut interkulturell. Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.